Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Though he came to the band in February of 1983, 9 years after they formed, Richie Ramone has a legitimate claim to the throne of punk rock royalty. As one of only four surviving members of the band, Richie Ramone is the only Ramones drummer to be credited as the sole composer and writer of six Ramones songs, including their hit, Somebody Put Something in My Drink, from their 1986 album, Animal Boy. Legendary frontman and founder Joey Ramone once said of Richie, "He really strengthened the band 100%. He saved the band as far as I'm concerned. He's the greatest thing to happen to the Ramones. He put the spirit back in the band." This Friday, Richie Ramone is playing with his own band at the Southgate House Revival, along with local acts Rat Trap, Pistol Mystics, and Tiger Sex. In his current band, Richie shares time both behind the drums and as the group's lead singer. His music still has all of the fire and energy you would expect from a Ramone. He joined me by phone to talk about the Ramones and the band he's currently touring with. Richie Ramone, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Doing real well. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I was wondering if you could give us a little history, if you don't mind. Just how did you connect with the Ramones and end up as part of the family of the All Fathers of Punk Rock?
Just being in the right place at the right time, you know. I really didn't know them before. It was a blind audition. I was hanging out. The Shirts were a band back in the day, and we always would hang out at their house in Brooklyn, New York. And one day I was there, and, you know, I knew Little Matt. One of the roadies said, I said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Oh, the Ramones audition the drummers. I got to go, you know, to rehearsal." And I was like, "Well, tell them about me, you know." And the next week I got a call from the tour manager and then went to two auditions and got the gig. So, you know, who knows if I just wasn't like partying at this house, if this would ever happen.
Wow. So who you was know? At the audition?
The first time I went, it was just, Johnny and Dee Dee. Joey wasn't there.
Okay.
Then when I got called back a few days later, then the whole band was there.
Now, I've listened to some other interviews with you and talking about how Joey credits you with bringing new energy to the band and sort of revitalizing the Ramones.
I think, you know, it's a great quote from Joey that I always, you know, keep by my heart. You know, the whole thing is, you know, when you get somebody new, there's new blood, new energy. You know, I was just a Jersey boy, a regular kid coming into there. And, you know, Joey and I hit it off right away. And they were coming off like, you know, one or two sleepy records before that. So I came in, you know, I drummed faster and harder. I sang, I wrote songs. So it was like a whole new, you know, gave them a good lift at that point. And I think, you know, Too Tough to Die was proof of that record. We went back to the roots and just made a real raw record that, you know, changed everything for them. It kind of got them going again.
There's a really nice interview on your website where you talk about some of your most memorable shows with the Ramones, and I think they were in Europe. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit your feelings on, say, the European crowds versus the American crowds.
It's different. It's a totally different ball game, you know. Especially now, back then maybe not so much, but now when I travel overseas anywhere, the people are a little more energized, you know, they don't hold back, you know what I'm saying? They get crazy. Here you can find in certain places, not everywhere, but where, you know, they're loving what you're doing, but they don't express it in the same way. They may just stand there. And then when you're done with the show, they go, "Oh, that was great, great, best show I've seen," you know, blah, blah, blah. But down there, though, you're kicking them off the stage, and, you know, it's like a real fray, you know, which I kind of like. I think a punk rock show, the audience is part of that show all the time. You know, if I have a fray going on, it just adds to the excitement. And in the States, it seems if you're not on the radio, which we're not, you know, as many people don't come out, the crowds are definitely bigger, and especially South America, where, you know, we're like the Beatles down there. You know, it's a religion, the Ramones down in South America.
Are there countries in South America that you seem to be bigger than?
You know, yeah, Argentina is number one, then you have Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile, we do great in, you know, Colombia. And, you know, the Latin community, even when you go to Spain, I don't know. Like last night in New York City, I must have had like 20 Latin kids, you know. I'm from Argentina. I live here now. There's something about it that, you know, they adopted the Ramones as one of their own.
How much would you say out of your given year are you traveling?
Probably 6 months.
With the same band,
so we
right?
We have to. You know, you don't sell records. And it's like a lot of bands now, even, you know, top acts, they tour a lot more because the record sales isn't the same anymore. And so you got to be on the road and, you know, earning a living. Plus, we like it. I love performing and, I get to stay in a better bed than I have at home. So I like it.
I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the band that you're currently touring with.
Yeah, right now, I have Ben Reagan. He plays second guitar, you know, and drums, because my show, you know, I sing and play drums, but I also front the band because I find it's important to, you can't just sit behind the drums and sing a whole show. It gets a little ridiculous. So we move back and forth, you know, like two or three times during the set, you know, seamless. And then, so that's Ben. And then I have Claire Mistake. She's from London. She plays bass. And Glenn Gilbert. He's from Houston, and he plays lead guitar. So that's the lineup.
And how long have you guys been together as a touring act?
Ben's been with me since I started, almost 7 years. Claire's been with me like five, and actually Glenn is our newest guitar player who's been with us. Like, he just started on this tour, and he's just wonderful. I love this guy. The band is really smoking right now, you know? So we're all excited. You know, we only have another week here in the States, and then what we were just talking about, then I go to South America. Like,
now, I was listening to a few of your tracks. You have I guess the newer video is "I Fix This," and
right.
I'm listening to it, and you know, I gotta say, you still have it. It feels same energy. It feels authentic.
Right.
It feels genuine, and it feels like you still have a whole lot of fire in your belly.
Well, that's cool. You know, you say that because, you know, it has to be genuine. You can't fool kids or the crowd today. You got to be genuine. And that's all I do. I try to write songs that, you know, aren't political and just things that I've experienced on the road or I see and stuff I want to talk about. So it is genuine. And the show's like that. We don't stop, man. It's an hour of in your face. It just never ends.
Are there things that make you angry now that didn't make you angry 20 years ago or maybe the other way around?
It's the other way around. I mean, now, you know, I'm 60 now, and I try not to let things bother me as much, even though that's hard to do. But for me anyway, you know, I'm kind of a perfectionist when, you know, around my music and my band, you know, things got to be right, you know. But little things don't bother me. I realize that, you know, you can't do that. You just, you know, killing yourself, you know, just let stuff roll off your shoulder and move on, you know, no matter what it is, you know.
Your routine of recording and performing and touring, are there things that you do differently now than you did 20 years ago?
No, I think the only thing that's different is the music industry itself, but touring's the same. Stay in a hotel, you stay in a dirty nightclub and in a dirty dressing room, you know, that's all the same. And making records is kind of the same. You know, we go in there, we all play live, and, you know, one or two takes, and I have my drum track. If they need to punch something, then they punch. I try to keep things live. I don't want to, like, go on the grid and line up all the snare hits and all that stuff. That's all annoying, which a lot of music is done now. You know, it's all electronic. Everything's perfect. Rock and roll should not be perfect. It should swing a little, you know?
So now you're coming to town March 23rd at the place called the Southgate House Revival. I was wondering if you had any insight into the bands, the local bands that they have lined up to play with you.
No, I don't know anything about them, and that kind of makes it fun. I leave it up to the promoters to find the best local acts or the people that deserve a break, you know what I'm saying? So I get to hear them when I come, you know. I usually come and hear the band before me. And it's, you know, it's kind of cool to see what's going on. So I really don't know the music, no.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to just give you a little insight. You have the Pistol Mystics, who's a relatively new band. They just released an EP. Well, the guitar player in that band, lead singer, is a friend of mine. He used to be in a band called Northside Garage. Okay. You have a band called Rat Trap, which is a sort of a combination. I don't know if you are familiar with the band Gangrene out of Boston.
Yeah.
From the day. You have the lead singer from Gangrene hooked up with a, a group here that has been playing in Cincinnati since the 80s called SS20. And they've kind of formed to get come together and formed this band called Rat Trap. So that's going to be incredible. And then and then you have Tiger Sex, which I can't even find the words to describe. It's a three-piece band. The lead singer, Kelly, will completely blow your mind and change your perception of music. And I have a feeling that she and Claire will become fast friends.
Okay, cool.
So
I like this. That's great. That's,
yeah, you know, all in all, I think it's going to be a fantastic show. And
it's a great lineup, then, is what you're saying.
I'm saying it's going to be a fantastic lineup, and everyone's going to have fun, including the bands that are on stage.
Great. That's fabulous. Good to hear.
I thank you for calling in and taking some time to speak with me today.
Sure.
And, you know, best of luck on your tour, and safe travels to you.
Okay.
Take care, Richie.
All right, take care, man.
All right, see ya.
My very special thanks to Richie Ramone for taking the time to speak with me. You can catch Richie and his band at the Southgate House Revival this Friday, March 23rd. For more information, please visit richieramone.com, or you can get tickets for the show at southgatehouse.com. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded by Lee Hay and produced by me, Jim Nolan. You can find us on the internet at wvxu.org/lx. Until next time.